Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, listeners, viewers, people who put us on your screen or your earphones. How's it going?
All good. All good this end. Still in my pyjamas. Literally haven't got dressed today.
Bit of a change of plan, guys. Some of you might have seen on Instagram, Twitter and that yesterday that we're going to have Lloyd Griffith on. I've literally just sat down to edit that, a bit late, admittedly. But just sat down to edit it, and there's been a bit of a mess up. So we've got the amazing good friend of yours.
Yeah. Good friend of mine, Lucy. Yeah, I've known her for years now. I remember when I first saw her on The X Factor and she did the Beer Fear song. You know, that last night. Yeah. It was brilliant. And then I think she followed me back on Twitter and she asked me if I'd do a music video for her. She said, how much would you charge me to do a music video? And my brother is a huge fan of his, and he was getting married later on in that year. And I said to her, if you play at my brother's wedding, I'll do the music video for free for you.
Nice.
So we got that sorted, did the music video, which is called Dear You, which is great, available on YouTube and everywhere else. And then, yeah, she came along, played the wedding, and we just stayed in touch since then. We're me and you, like a very similar upbringing, you know, very real, very down to earth. She's just cool as hell, but she's absolutely ripped now.
Yeah, that's, I think we talked.
She's ripped.
The podcast, I think we touched on that, like.
I think she got them out. She gets her abs out at the end, doesn't she?
Yeah. Because I've met Lucy a couple of times through yourself and that, and she's looking great, great shape and that.
Is that
where you started then? The X Factor.
Yeah, I think she used to go around singing at smaller venues in Sheffield and places like that. Where she's from? Is she from Sheffield? She's from that way on Buxton, I think she's from. But then obviously she went on to the X Factor, and then she left the X Factor early for reasons that I wouldn't like to say because I don't know the exact reasons. But
I like that though. I like that she, like you said, she went on and did her own song. That's what was my nutting about the X Factor. It's all covers I like.
Well, I think that's one of the main reasons why she left, because they had a big issue of her doing her own songs. Yeah. But I mean, she's taken off and she's, you know, she's an icon now to a lot of people. She's selling out tours. She's going over to Australia. She's done America, the UK and Europe. So she's flying. And she's not changed. You know, she's still exactly who she was. And I know she's been sober now for like 11 months, I think she's been sober. And she's just looking great for it. And she's just like a song seemed to just be getting better, and she's a lot happier. And yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of her work, and I love her to bits as a friend as well. So it was great to have her on.
But fucking cats, don't.
Well, she hates cats. She's not a fan of cats, but she has got an amazing dog called Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. I had a dog when I was a kid. Can you remember my dad's dog, Kevin?
No.
You don't remember when I first moved in with my dad when I was about 14? Yeah, he had a dog called Kevin. He was a Shar Pei. One of the big wrinkly ones. He can stretch the skin right up. But Steve's amazing. He's so well trained. He's like a human.
Like a human. Some of us aren't well trained, somehow. Some of us aren't well trained.
But no, she's great. She's again, we wanted her on. We was going to go around to hers in Manchester. That's where she lives now. Before, weren't we? But so, for some reason or another, is that fell through. So we managed to get her down during the very early stages of lockdown. So yeah
that's an important note, really. There's a few of these, probably another two now, some that were recorded very early stage of lockdown. You'll probably be able to tell because I've got no hair.
Yeah, it's growing back quick, mate. Yeah,
it does, man. My hair grows really quick, to be honest.
I need to do mine. Look at that.
It's shaved.
It's mental, isn't it?
But yeah, so obviously we touch on those, you know, first kind of couple of weeks of lockdown and stuff. So yeah, reminisce, I guess.
Yeah.
Late March when we recorded this, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's been going on for a while now, hasn't it?
It's been good though, it's been good, and we're loving it. So
yeah,
not the lockdown, the podcast,
the podcasting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Sweet. Should we get on with Lucy Spraggan?
Yeah,
there she is.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
2 centimetres or whatever you measure it in.
So. Dilated
2 centimetres. So.
So we're recording now. Lucy's just telling us that her upload speed is about 2 centimetres dilated. So make of that what you want.
Useless.
I love it. We're just saying now, Lucy's just so prepared. Obviously, what she does, she's got so much more. She's got all the equipment at home. Have you got a recording studio at home, Luce?
Yeah, but it's been renovated at the moment, so it all just looks a bit like... I'm glad it's kind of blurry and the fancy screen is blurred out the background because it looks awful.
It looks good. This cool, everything though, doesn't it? I like it.
You what?
I said it looks good, all this posh, like, blurring out the background thing, doesn't it?
It's
it looks
very
good.
Fancy. It's like modern art. It's
great. All these... We've all got little cameramen in our house.
All these months, like, of doing all the, like, from episode 1 to 25 or whatever, of overrated everything. Now we've finally just discovered that we can do it like this, and it's so much better.
We don't have to leave our houses. We can, and we don't have to. We don't want to.
Unless you're that person who, well, one of the invitees of that person who had 25 people around for a karaoke party.
Yeah, what? Did you see that? Do you not see it, T?
No.
Mate.
Someone, the police had to go around and bust this party of 25 people having a karaoke party. Do you know what the one thing I think about karaoke anyway, in a bar, yeah? I don't drink anymore, so I actually think about things before I do it, right? When I think about...
What's that like?
It's so weird. It's so weird. But when I think about a karaoke microphone in a bar and how disgusting that is, how...
Yeah, because you got it right close to your mouth, haven't you?
It's like... literally getting a chupa chup and saying "ER pal" to the guy at the bar.
that's the thing though, because like I don't know about you guys. Obviously, we don't know when this podcast is going to go out, but obviously we're still in lockdown while recording. So like, it's made me second guess everything now. Like you say, the microphone, like absolutely everything. We ordered Domino's pizza the other night because apparently it's safe to order takeout and stuff. But they say, like, get rid of the boxes, wash your hands after holding the packaging and stuff. And me and my missus were doing that. And we were like, why don't we do this all the time? Because we don't know who's touched this. We don't know if they've scratched their ass or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, it makes you second guess.
The nation are finally becoming cleaner people. That's what it is. So. Yeah,
I used to work in Pizza Express, and the amount of pizzas I dropped on the floor and sent out, you'd be massively surprised.
I knew there was a reason I didn't like that place. Fuck it.
Excuse me, I didn't order any hair on this.
How's it been for you though, Luce?
Yeah, all right. Obviously, I run a lot, so I'm really hoping that they don't. All these dickheads that keep going out and going. I just really hope that it doesn't stop people being able to exercise. That's been such a massive part of like thriving for me. So
yeah, you've been running loads, haven't you, mate?
Yeah, I love a bit of running. I've run 211 kilometres.
Wow.
Since I started this morning. I just ran to London, awesome.
How far is 200 kilometres from where you live?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
All right, Tomo, we don't want stalkers going round. I live there, right.
I'm just thinking about where you could have run from your front door to, I don't know, maybe you might have been able to run to London or whatever. Just thinking about it like that, it's quite impressive.
But I was in the south, you know, before the lockdown was put on, and I thought, if I get stuck, I'd got the train down, and I said to myself, if I get stuck, I'm just going to run home.
yeah, you know what? I did the same because I was working down there, literally early now.
It's like it's a forbidden place. I was down there.
And I kept thinking that because I was like, what if they just stop everything? I was like, I can walk home. And I kept picturing, have you seen, is it 28 Days Later?
Yeah.
Where they're literally walking and they just see the sign saying the north. And I was like, right, just look for that sign and you know you're on your way.
You're safe. You're safe.
Do you think that's part of it, though? Like, so many people are shitting themselves, rightly so, because obviously it is awful, but do you think people are more scared because of the films that we've seen and, like, the situations that... Like, a lot of people are putting, like, the, like, Purge and shit like that, do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, do you think that's part of, like, why people are worried? How? Right.
If somebody turns up to my house in any kind of mask or a big siren playing out of the car, I mean... There's a gun there on the shelf, actually, but you can't see.
Fucking hell.
I'm just going to say that it's not fully functioning for YouTube. Like, it's like when people say, what would you do if you turn your headlights on and there's a clown standing in front of the car? I'm going to mow them down and I'm going to reverse over them and then you're going to go over them again and then reverse again.
I don't think you'd need a gun or a car, Luce. I reckon you could hold your own anyway.
I could run away now if I wanted to. But
you could run away. You can stand there and fight, or you could just run a marathon and just run away from.
I do think, yeah, the movie thing has had an influence, but I've been waiting my whole life for a zombie apocalypse, and this is not the one that I asked for.
I mean, it could be if you have all the like unwashed hands just coming after you in the street.
Oh well, I saw this clip on the Imager last night of this guy spitting on this. So the shopkeeper and him are having a Barney, and he spits on the fruit, and this guy just smacks him so hard.
What, like a slap?
Proper open and bam, and his face hits the floor. But like, people are spitting at people. People are coughing at NHS workers. People.
Someone put on my Facebook the other day that that they should get done for manslaughter because for all they know they could have it, and they're coughing on people and giving them potentially a death sentence. Really,
I reckon. You know? Spitting should be illegal.
Like, that's the most issue. I'd much rather if Dwayne Johnson come up to me in the street, The Rock, I'd rather him punch me than spit in my face. Because like,
you would want him to kiss you, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, straight away after. Yeah. Is there anything that man can't do, by the way? Fuck Jesus.
No. He's amazing. Isn't he like the most highly paid act in the world?
Yeah, right behind you, obviously.
Right, just behind me, yeah, obviously. Yeah, I think Moana nearly tips us to the scale.
Because Mark Wahlberg, Andy Ellis, Dwayne Rock Johnson.
Yeah, no, he's behind me.
He's behind you. You want him behind you, mate.
You give him middle name, like, respect every time. You're like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I love him. Have you seen? He's always in the Iron Paradise. That's what he calls his gym, isn't it? The Iron Paradise. Yeah. He's an absolute beast. He's a monster.
He is.
I love him.
He is.
He's a sweaty man.
He's
a very
sweaty. Have you seen that thing as well? Don't he use his cousin or something as his stuntman? And he, like... Yeah, like he takes
people look like that. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't takes tell Tomo, because Tomo will be like, no, Dwayne The Rock Johnson does all his own stunts.
Tomo will be using his mat next.
Don't be like that.
You'll be using Matt as your stunt double.
If I shaved my head, I reckon it'd look, me and him would look exactly the same. Don't you reckon, Luz?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And yours would look like The Rock. There you go.
It'd look like The Rock, yeah. Similar size biceps and that, do you know what I mean? Anyway, enough about The Rock and my biceps. as much as I'd love to talk about The Rock all day, what do you want to challenge us?
Overrated everything. There are a lot of things that I think are overrated, but I had a little think about it, and the thing that I think most overrated, which I know is going to offend a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
Cats. Massively overrated.
Tell us why.
Right. First, I'll start first by saying, if you think your cat loves you, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't. If it was any bigger, if it was the size of a dog, you'd have no toes. That's a fact. It would be after him. You'd have no toes.
Just toes? What?
You'd have no legs. What?
You turn into a proper old man. And, you'd have no legs. You'd have no legs, son.
There we go, pal. They'll be off.
There's a lot of things. They're untrustworthy. Like,
They're
not loyal. They're not loyal. And the reason they love you is because it doesn't care about you. And you might be like, oh, no, my cat loves me. My cat... No, it doesn't. It doesn't. If you disappeared, that cat would go and find some more milk to lick.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas my dog would be like... He'd be like... So he'd just be done in. The other thing that attaches to cats is cat people.
Cat people are a bit weird, aren't they?
Yeah, and so, like, you know, you say to someone, what's your spirit animal? Some people be like, oh, I'm a wolf, or I'm a, I don't know, what's your spirit animal, Tom?
I don't know. A dolphin.
A dolphin?
Is there a way I can find out?
Is that, like, second most intelligent mammal?
Yeah, it's definitely not a dolphin, mate. I'd go more, you look a bit like Sid from Ice Age.
I knew there was something coming like that, do you know what I mean? With a haircut like that, he's in a position to say I look like something, do you know what I mean? Jesus, he looks like...
What about you, Andy?
Anyway,
I don't know what my spirit animal would be. A monkey, cheeky, like playful. That. Yeah.
I like that, but then what does it mean when somebody says... My spirit animal's a cat. I just think, oh.
You like to kill things and bring them home.
Do you fucking silently judge everybody that you meet? Do you just want... Yeah. Are you one of those really irritable... That's the other thing. You'll be stroking a cat. Oh, it's absolutely fine for a second. Wow, pow! And he's done you. No.
Yeah.
No warning.
Yeah. Bah, she's in there. Your eyes.
Everyone's got a mate like that, like at the pub, haven't they?
Yeah, who just starts out of nowhere.
And you're like, oh, what's
you've been chilled all night, Dave.
Yeah. I think I used to be that like mate, that. Wasn't I, Tomo?
Yeah, I think you might have been mate. Yeah.
Your spirit animal was a fucking tiger back in the day.
Yeah, speaking I've got of like that, just to unhinge you. You don't know what's going to happen. You're like,
exactly.
Or you know, if they're going out for, if you sat at the window and you look out the window, and he's having a cig and he's talking to five or six lads, and you're like, oh no. It's going to go one or two ways. He's going to bring them in, and they're going to sit and have a good night with us, or I'm going to see him roll around with all five of them in a minute. It's one of them.
I don't miss that. But speaking of Tigers, as you said then, this is a fact that house cats share 95.6% of their genetic makeup with tigers.
But that's crazy, isn't it? So basically, you have got a little tiger thing in your house.
And the thing is, people will be like, "Oh, my cat loves me because it brings me dead stuff."
No,
I'm over that. No, it's sitting at the end of the bed. I think my hatred for cats started. I had a cat that spoke to me. My family cat said something to me once, and after that, I've just been.
What did it say, Luz?
I had the flu, and I get a bit hallucinogenic-y when I'm ill, a bit like. And I was lying in bed, and I woke up, and this tabby cat's on the end of the bed called Stripey, and it looked at me, and in a really deep man's voice, he just went, "Hello." And I woke up again, and the cat's on the end of the bed, and I went, "Fuck off."
I mean, it was just being polite. Could have said something worse. Do you know what I mean?
Horrible.
I was really young, and I'm like, "Mom!"
It could have just been there and said, like, "Satan is your overlord. Bow down to him." He just said hello. Do you know what I mean?
That was awful. And I couldn't look at the cat for such a long time.
They're not loyal, and they're just boring, aren't they? They're just boring.
I don't know. I've never had a cat. Obviously, Lucy's had a pet talking cat. Have you ever had a pet cat?
Yeah. My stepmom's got them now. Jess and Mia. And they never want me, like, they never want attention from me. I don't know what it is, whether... I don't know whether I'd been... Come on, pissed one night and tried to fight one of them or something, I don't know. Or maybe took them...
You were going
to
say fight then. It was another effort. It sounded like I came over one night and I was going to fight them.
No! They just... I don't know what it is. They never liked me. Like,
yeah.
I could count on one hand how many times they actually come to me and wanted me to stroke them. But then I'd say if I was sat on the sofa and I'd go to stroke one of them, it'd jump up and run away. And then it'd go sit with my stepmom, and then they wanted attention. It's like, what have I done? What have I done to upset you?
It triggers things about, like, women for you. It's about, like...
They just don't want me.
I touch them and they run away.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I just think that they're boring and the shit stinks. Because the homing kitten, so you know you have the little litter box, don't you, near the back door.
Did you know Isaac Newton invented the cat flap?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I figured that he had a cat and he was like, "This cat's annoying as fuck. How can I fucking tell it to fuck off on its own?"
Yeah, he just didn't want to keep getting up to open the door, did he? That's the thing.
And that's the thing, yeah. They'll go to the door, you'll open the door, nah.
I'm all right.
Yeah, it wants you. It's a power play. That's the thing I don't like about cats. They power play with you. I think that's what the dead stuff is about. The cat people think that that's because the cat loves you, but actually it just wants to see what happens if it leaves a dead shrew at the foot of your bed.
Or it's like a warning. It's like, this will be you next. Fucking feed me, Felix.
If you buy the cheap shit from Aldi again, this is going to be you.
I've never had a cat. And when I was a kid, like, because I don't really like them that much. Mine's when I was a kid, I used to have a rabbit. And I got up one morning and the rabbit was dead. And my mum just said, "Oh, it must have been a cat frightened it in the night." And I was like, "What?"
Just like, just throw away. Oh, it must have been cats.
And blamed it on a cat. So I was like, hated cats from then on. Could have been a fox, could have been a heart attack. I don't know. But my mum just said, it must have been a cat.
I think it was the cat as well.
Probably a cat. You and my mum are probably right, Luce. But Go on, sir. Right, you're the guest. You go.
Well, I was just going to say another fact that I saw that I hated. That the richest cat ever, this as of the source, had £7 million, right, this cat. What? Because the owner died. And I'll add that this is the most cat owner thing I've ever heard of. Instead of giving his money to his family, he left £7 million to the cat. And I was thinking it's a good job the cat couldn't, like, spend its money on what it wanted to, because it'd probably open up a concentration camp for humans to have some premium whiskers made. Premium whiskers abattoir.
Like a sweatshop.
Yeah. Imagine what a cat would spend money on.
Well, I guess that's all we are anyway, really, for cats, is we're just there to just run around after them and just, like, they'll just, you know, pinch your shit off on your rug and then they'll go, oh, that's all right, human will get that in a minute, don't worry about that. Or they'll go, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, that's all right, human will sort that. Oh, this door needs a human will do that. I guess that's all we are anyway to cats.
Yeah.
No, not dogs. Dogs are like, oh, I love you.
Dogs are so, like, and the thing is you can teach dogs things as well. And, like, I think dogs actually speak English, human, because they you can train them to do, like, sit down, and particularly with Lucy's dog, Steve, like, you've got some of the tricks that he can do is amazing.
Yeah, but we have already found out that Lucy can talk to animals, though, so she's cheating a bit.
I think I read that dogs can learn up to 250 words.
Jeez.
In English? Yeah. So do Spanish dogs speak Spanish?
Yeah.
It's off the tone, isn't it?
So what if a Spanish dog came over to England? You told a Spanish dog to sit down, it'd just go,
no comprende. No comprende.
English amigo. See?
I think Andy's right in the way that, yeah, it's about tone, but you do. Yeah, I know people who have brought dogs home from, where do they come from? I can't remember. My mate's got a dog from the streets somewhere abroad, and it speaks another language. Doesn't speak English. You got to retrain it English.
Ah, right. Yeah, because I think it's like, so basically it's to do with body language, because dogs communicate through body language. Like, dogs don't bark at other dogs. They do, but the dogs only bark to talk to us, to humans. Dogs in the wild, like wolves and foxes and other canines, they don't bark. Barking is something that a dog has developed through evolution to talk to us, to go, fuck, there's someone there, or I want to go out, or whatever.
Oh, there's a bin bag! There's a bin bag! Bin bag outside!
There's a cow outside!
They communicate to each other through body language, like wagging the tail and putting their ears back and stuff like that. So I think most of, like, training a dog, even though you don't realize it, will be in the way that you're standing, in the way that you say sit with your hand, sit, or
it's trained with hand signals.
yeah, exactly. My little dog, I just do that and she starts barking. Like, there's, do you know what I mean? And so
I love that thing that you do, Lucy, when you turn around and, like, Steve walks with you, doesn't he?
He does the conga.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
I think you had him doing it at my brother's wedding, didn't you, Lucy? You had him just walking around.
I think so, yeah. I can't remember. I was pissed.
And then she had a fight.
With
a bride.
But that's the thing, it's like, there are dog versus cat people in it, and the cat people are going to be the people who are opposed to.
Do you think
they were abusing us online?
Do you think the obsession, people are more obsessed with cats or people are more obsessed with dogs?
I think,
like, what's the, like, the weirdest thing? Because I guess you've heard of the term crazy cat lady. You've never heard of the term crazy dog lady, have you? Is that a thing?
I think they're just crazy in a different way. It's more acceptable, isn't it? Because, like, you're more of an extrovert if you like dogs, I think. You're more of an introvert if you like cats.
And I think the thing is as well, get them 20 cats.
Yeah.
You don't really get that with dogs. And I think that's because, like, what you say, I think when you have a dog loves you back. So you get a dog and go, oh, I don't want another. Do you know what I mean? Like, this
you've
is
got enough love. You've got enough love.
And you get a cat and you go, this, I need, none of these fuckers like me.
So I better get more. I need more. Before you know it, you've got them everywhere around the house. You're trying to get your cereal and they're in the cupboards. And
did you know a house cat can run at like 30 miles per hour?
30 miles an hour?
They can't seem to outrun cars, can they?
And you should know.
All of the people around the world are like,
no, that is another thing. My dog's, I know not all dogs are, but my dog's pretty road smart.
Mm.
Can you walk him with that lead? You can't.
Yeah,
can
he doesn't walk on the lead. He walks by my foot.
That was always a dream of mine when I was a kid, is to have a dog that walks beside me, just without a lead.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that.
The key for that is when he was a baby, I'd take him to like a big field, like a camping field or whatever, and I would have him not on the lead or anything, have him walk with me. And if he went off on his own, I would just run. Because they don't want to be their pack animals instinctively, especially when they're little. They don't want to be on their own. So he'd panic. Whoa, where are you? Where are you? And come and find me. And then we carry on walking.
You think dogs can have... dogs have got so much more personality. Like, I think a dog's got so much more of a personality than a cat. Like, I think a cat... I don't know. Cats are just like... Just nudge their head against you, don't they? And just purr a little bit. Whereas dogs have actually... I don't know. It's almost like... I think dogs have got more of a personality and more about them. Definitely.
Yeah, like Lucy said before, if you go to work all day, 9 to 5, and you come home to a cat probably just going to look at you. Where the dog's going to be, like, I don't know about your dog, like, oh my god, oh my god. Like, do you know what I mean? As soon as I get home, my two are like, oh my god, like, we've been waiting all day to see you.
Where it's a bit like me. It's a bit like me with Charlotte. When Charlotte finishes work, because I've been sat around the house all day, when she finishes, when the car pulls up on the front, I'm like a puppy. I'm like, whoa, she's home. Whoa, what do you want to do? Do you want to go bowling? Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a run.
I love that.
And she's like...
The life of creative people at home, just sitting at home waiting for someone to come home.
Just waiting for it. Like the postman. I'm like, morning, mate. Yeah, do you want a cup of tea? Coffee? Oh, you're in a rush. All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow then. Same time, 9:30. See you there. You know what I mean? And I think that's what dogs can bring. But yeah, cats are just like, I think they're just boring. I just think cats are a bit pointless.
I also think I've got a bit of validation issues. So like, I like it when people like me, right? I think I might not like cats because you've got to make an effort for them to even show you any kind of anything. And I'm just like, I'm not, if there was a person like that, you were trying really hard to communicate with and they were a bit like...
A bit standoffy.
Yeah, you'd be like, well, go fuck yourself then. See ya.
Yeah.
There's a lot more hard work that goes into building a relationship with a cat than there is a dog.
I think
some kids can be like that as well. Some kids, like, you know, like, I've got mates who've got loads of mates who've got kids, and some of them, they're obsessed with me. They will call me Uncle Tomo, and you know, and they're buzzing to be around me. But then I've got some mates I'll go around to theirs, and the kids are just a bit like, ooh, they're just a bit unsure. Do you know what I mean?
I think that says more about you than it does them.
This is bullshit. I've just been sat here for 40 minutes getting fucking bullied by you two.
To be honest, it's not
bring
me
the podcast back, they say. Bring the podcast back, they say. I was just getting better. I was just starting to find... This is bullshit.
I read online that ancient Egyptians used to shave off their eyebrows when their cats died, and I thought that actually sounds like quite a fun Tumblr trend to start for people again. Just be like, guys, shave your eyebrows off if your cat dies. I think people jump straight on that bandwagon.
Andy would do it. I mean, look at his fucking bumps.
Look at them.
Man, look at his head.
When did you shave your head?
I did it last week because I was working on a TV job at the beginning of the month, and I had to grow my hair. So my hair was long, and it wasn't even because I'd had it cut, like, short back and side ages ago. So it was all like, you know, and then I thought, well, I can't go to a hairdresser or a barber or anything, so I don't want to grow my hair too long, where if I just skin it, I tried to go to like a 3, but it just wouldn't go through the clippers. So I thought, skin it, and then I can just keep on top of it then. Do you know what I mean? So every couple of weeks. Exactly. It's the ease of it. Do you know what I mean?
Charlotte won't let me do mine.
Just do it.
Yours looks fine now, though, and probably will for at least a month or so, won't it? Probably.
I don't know. It's quite long, to be fair. It's all right, but it'll get to the point where it's all right, but it'll get to the point where it is like, and I know when it's long because the back sticks over my shirt, over my t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
But my eyebrows have just, my eyebrows start getting extreme, and I'm going to look like fucking Hagrid soon because my lip, I get my lips threaded.
Just a really skinny, Hagrid.
You know, like the girl from The Ring, but her hair's all black and straight, but that's just going to come off my lip like that.
but you're inside, so it don't matter, does it? Like, do you know what I mean? Because my wife gets her eyelashes done, and she said the other week, she was like, it was like the girl's last appointments. And she was like, oh, I'm going to go and do it. And I was like, I wouldn't, like, with social isolating, like, just don't do it. Like, you know, just stay away. Like she felt bad because obviously her business was kind of going on. Just was like, just send her the money as like a thank you for doing it, and I'll be back like soon or whatever. But yeah, I was like, you're inside. You don't need your eyelashes doing. You're having Friday night's house party or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
I get it though, because like grooming is it. I like getting my eyebrows done, and I've just finished that job. And from day one, the makeup and hair and makeup department said that I can't get my eyebrows done. I get mine waxed, and so for 8 months I couldn't do anything with my eyebrows. So all the way through this job, I'm like looking forward to seeing Sophie, who does my hair and my eyebrows. Looking forward to seeing her, but then obviously when this job finished, I couldn't get them done. So I haven't had mine done for ages now. And although they don't look too bad to me because I'm used to getting it done, there's that sort of inside feeling of like, you just really, you know what I mean? You want to keep on top of it. And I guess women are more, they're more involved in that sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Grooming.
Most, I guess. So there's a high percentage. I know that like, you just want to feel nice.
Yeah. Like,
I'm going to whack a suit on me, make myself spag bol, sit with a candle at the dinner table in a three-piece suit.
You do look good in a suit, mate.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it on Instagram, mate, just for some attention.
You should call it hashtag sprag bol as well.
My friends used to call me sprag bol at school.
Did they?
Yeah. I think you look amazing at the minute, though, Lou. You've completely transformed, haven't you? Like, you do look great. Do you think that's to do with your hatred of cats?
No, I was gonna say, while we're on the subject of grooming, one thing that I can't stand, and I didn't think was real until I got with my wife, and her mum and dad have a cat, hairballs.
Oh yeah, that's
when they're grooming themselves in, and then they cough it up. That alone should not make you want that creature in your house.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the fact that they are so readily. My dog doesn't really lick his own bum. I'm not even sure he can get to it, to be honest with you. I think he's anatomically a bit bent. I know some dogs can, like little dogs. But the cats are just sitting there I nearly had my just that.
Yeah,
and
you
go at its own bumhole, staring at you, staring at you, plotting your demise whilst looking its own arsehole, and then coughing up its own bum hair
all over the floor, man. That's hanging in it.
It's like a tube. It's like it's not a ball, it's like a tube. It's like a shit-shaped ball of fur, a turd of fur, and it's foul.
Is there any cats that you do think are cute?
Yeah. There's, you know, Bengalis are supposed to be, like, absolutely nuts. I think they're cute. Like, mini tiger vibes.
Yeah, I think Justin Bieber's got one. Justin Bieber's got a little tiger one. Oh, no, it's Joey Essex. I know all the cool people, clearly.
How'd you get them confused?
Same category. I think maybe they've both got one, but I think them are the Persian cats. What are the ones with the flat faces? Got like
Siamese.
Siamese. No, they're the bald ones, aren't they? Have you seen them? I don't
know. No, no. No, well, Siamese like ones aren't bald. See, I'd have one of them because I'm allergic to cat fur. So if I did get a cat, it'd have to be the bald-looking alien things. Anyway, I think.
I actually do like them, but apparently they're really, really nice weird.
Nice eyes.
Very strange personalities, those cats, apparently.
Oh, I do what accept that's from.
That cats have different personalities, and like ragdoll cats, they're called ragdoll cats because they're like ragdolls. They'll just go like that. And I do accept that they've got different personalities. And also, I accept that like they do personal things for other people, like the way that we love dogs, people love cats. I get that. But
yeah, like a therapy animal and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like they can bring people comfort, and especially at a time like now, a lot of people are relying on the cats and that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that they are little shits.
If they ran out of bloody Felix, they'd have their nose off while they're sleeping.
Yeah. Well, isn't that a thing? I don't know. You might have it on your facts, but like, and like people who've like, been like died in the house and stuff, been ate by the cats. That's a thing, right?
I was gonna check up that fact, or I can see multiple sources, but apparently dogs would eat you as well.
Ah, right. I mean, fair do. The animal's starving. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have a clue. It's just like, right, that's meat. It's not feeding me. Oh my god.
I started getting ants in my bathroom, right? I was like, what the fuck? Why do we even have ants in this country? And why are you in the bathroom? I just had no idea what was going on. So I had a bloke come and poison them. And he said, in about 2 weeks' time, that's when it's going to hit them, because the ants go and get the food and they carry it back to the queen. And then they all share the same food source because they're super efficient. This is why I was talking about, because like animals will eat you if you're dead, because they're dead efficient. And so all this end of the world shit's happening, all this like, you know, COVID stuff. And I'm in the bathroom day before yesterday, and these ants, it's obviously gone and hit the ant hill, hasn't it? They're all in the bathroom running around in circles. Oh my God. The Queen's dead, I think. I think the Queen must have had it.
Lucy, you need to get out, mate. I think you need to get out the house for a while.
I felt awful. I felt awful. I felt like how we feel at the moment. Everyone's running around buying toilet paper and hoarding nappies when they haven't even got children. And these ants are just... Honestly, it was all... I just felt like I'd caused... What we're having at the moment for these ants. I feel really bad.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. Oh my God, the Queen!
The Queen is there!
Like running around in circles, and you could see them run up to each other, say something, and then run away from each other and run around in circles again.
You should make a documentary, mate. You should be recording this.
I should.
We are, luckily enough.
Have you got any other pets? Do you have any, or did you have any other pets when you was a kid?
I had cats, and we had completely...
You had cats?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, of course, you had the one that talked to you, didn't you?
Utterly. We called Stripey as well. That's the one that spoke to me. Completely died of... they love antifreeze.
What?
You know, if cats can get hold of antifreeze, animals in general, they like the taste. It smells really sweet to them.
Wow.
She got... And yeah, she died. I think her liver went or whatever.
Jeez.
And how does that make you feel? How did that make you feel when you were...
I can't say that I cared that much.
No.
But
is that because she didn't say goodbye?
She went on the end of your bed saying goodbye.
I've literally written songs about, like, I wrote a song about my dog. I had a dog for 6 years. That absolutely broke me, absolutely tore me apart. But I can't ever say. We have rats as well. We had Bono, who was named after the bubonic plague.
Oh, all right, not the U2.
Yeah.
I hate you two.
I mean, there's similarities between you two and the bubonic plague, right?
Yeah. Oh God, I can't even think about plagues right now because that's technically...
I know.
So you had rats. You had rats.
Houdilly and Char Char as well. I think they.
You had what?
Houdilly and Char Char.
What are they names?
Or is that an animal?
Hoodilly, Char Char, right. Two rats.
I thought this was some kind of like random animal you had.
This was really stressful. I found, me and my sister found one of the rats hanged. It had got its head through the bars trying to get some food. And bloody came in and its bloody neck is in the thing. It was awful. Oh. I remember that so vividly.
So that affected you more than losing the cat?
Yeah.
So you prefer rats over cats?
Yeah, I think they're smarter. I think they're more loyal.
Yeah, I think they are, aren't they? Rats are pretty clued up, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'd quite like a bunny rabbit.
It showed recent... Mate, I went to a girl's house once after a night out and everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. I was like, absolutely in here. And I got in there and I shit you not, there's about 20 fucking rabbits.
Oh, I mean, are we on about pet rabbits? What are we on about here now, Luce? Go one or two ways there. That's what you think. I'm in.
So we had a great night.
Yeah.
That was so close. We were
literally buzzing.
And I think house rabbits are a surefire sign of... If cats aren't a surefire sign of a bit of a person you should maybe approach with a little bit of anticipation and weirdness. House rabbits, mate.
My mate's got two house rabbits and I think they're beautiful.
I don't get a house rabbit. Why would you want the rabbit in your house? They still poo everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, no, but they're just like fluffy and cute, aren't they? But
they are cute, but put them in a hutch, man. Like, I'm with Lucy on this.
Hold out there. Put you in a hutch.
You live out in the wild. Yeah. A hutch, just.
I'd like a static caravan.
You live in your caravan.
That'd be nice.
I'm anyway, don't you?
Not most of the time, but I do love a bit of going out in the camper. Mm. Speaking of house rabbits, my dad went and caught this rabbit in a field because he was convinced it was a house rabbit. It was called Applejack, and he put it in the garage, and it was just a savage male rabbit. Like that, it was not at all a fucking house rabbit. It was just a nuts, psychopathic rabbit that he decided.
Just a wild animal, I guess. And how long did you keep that for?
Oh, I lost you for a sec there.
Oh, how long did you have Applejack for?
I don't know. I just remember not being able to go in the garage because you'd open the garage door and this thing would just, pow, like, fuck it, shut it before you get myxomatosis. Get that door closed.
I love that your dad caught a wild animal and was like, that's the pet now, Applejack.
That guy,
do you think you can mold, like you can, I think Steve is very similar to you in a way. Like, he loves it. He's my dog,
by the way.
Steve's a dog. Yeah. But he's very outdoorsy. And you can see that he's buzzing when he's outdoors, like you. You know, when you go away in your camper van and you'll go hike up a mountain, or even when you're driving to shows and festivals, he's buzzing in the car. You know, I think there's no way you could ever do that with any other animal, I don't think. You could sort of make them like... Dogs can be like best mates. Mm. You can't walk a cat. You can't take a cat out for a walk.
You can buy cat leave.
Yeah, I know, that's just shit. I think you could, a dog can literally become a best mate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But then people... I think people who love cats might turn around and go... Well, these dickheads think these dogs actually like them. They think that they're part of their personality, blah, blah, blah.
No, I think the thing is because, again, Lucy might have this written down in a fax, but, like, dogs, we domesticated dogs, but cats either domesticated themselves or they're not quite domesticated. So, like, dogs love us and whatnot because we domesticated them, because years and years ago, they went to a tribe and they got food and they were like, oh, I like this, I'm going to stick with these. Where cats, like you say, they're still like really wild animals, aren't they? You said the cat out in the morning, it goes out, it's a wild animal, it's catching birds, it's doing whatever, isn't it? So,
yeah, I guess.
Oldest known pet cat was 9,500 years ago.
Wow.
It was what?
The oldest known cat pet that they like can see... 9,500 years ago.
Wow. Wow. So that's like pyramids and everything, isn't it? That's
but the ancient Egyptians would worship, they worshipped cats.
I wonder what that was. I wonder what, why.
Again, maybe because they're so like cool and don't give a shit. Maybe they're, you know, I don't know. I can't say. My whatever religion would be dog worship.
Dog worshipper.
Yeah.
Dog worshipper.
What? Yeah. Dog spelled backwards.
Oh, dun dun dun.
Yeah, I do agree. Dogs over cats for me because, yeah, I don't know. Just I love the idea of having a dog because I want to go walking with a dog, and I want. You can literally build up a relationship with a dog, can't you? And then you know that they love you and trust you. Where, yeah, just cats are just. I think cats are very much just there.
That's why I think they're overrated, because I think of them in relation to a dog.
Yeah.
Dogs being the optimum pet, truthfully.
Yeah.
I'm like. Dogs are more effort, yeah. You get more out of them. That's it, man. I just think they're a bit shit.
I agree. For me.
Yeah, for me, I agree as well. Like, I have recently kind of said to the missus, like, oh, I'd like to have a cat, just because I've never had one. You know, and I love animals.
Just because you've never had one, I don't think you should get one.
Like, no, I don't. I'm not like
loads of things that I've never had, and I'm, just, you know, I'm just gonna get one just because.
Yeah, but you know me, Tomo. I've had chickens. I've had everything, haven't I? I'd like to have a cat.
Just I've had chickens, yeah.
I just like if I had one, I reckon it would just run in the road probably.
What? A cat?
Yeah, I live like near a main road, but it's just it's a road. People drive fast down. It's like a country road. I just reckon it'd die.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, I've got a driveway. I've got quite a long drive, and then I've got the front garden. There's no gate or anything. And when I first moved in here, I got Steve outside, and I went like this with my finger, and don't walk past that line. And he never did. He never has.
Wow.
Well, there you go. That says it all. Whereas cats are just a bit like. Cats are a bit more adventurous, aren't they? They just like pissing humans off, I think. That's why they bring...
It's fun and games for them, isn't it?
Go on.
This could add to why I don't like them. Went to the zoo with my family, including my extended family. So my, I don't know if this is what extended family means, but my stepdad and my stepbrother and sister. So when we just sort of gelled families, and it was like, you never like your new family, do you? You're like, ugh.
I was a bit unsure, aren't you?
And we went to the zoo, and I'm stood near this tiger cage, and the tiger bloke sticks his fingers through the thing and stroked this tiger, and this tiger's tail went up right where I was standing, and it sprayed piss, male tiger piss, fucking all over me.
How old was you?
Like a teenager, not fucking little, for it to be like, like teenager to stand there with a face like this. Like something from the in-betweeners.
Maybe that's where it all started then, mate. Maybe that's where it all started.
You guys, if you're lucky, you won't smell like that in 6 weeks.
If you're lucky.
And did it stink as well? Because that's another thing, like cat's piss stinks, doesn't it?
It's like, you know, it when it was repulsive.
What would be your dream pet, Luce? Well, I'd be a dream pet if you could have one. I'd quite like a monkey.
Oh, I lost you.
I'd quite like a monkey.
Yeah, I'd like a monkey. It depends whether we're going to be judged. Seem loyal. But, like, if we, like, do you know what I mean? If you said, I want an elephant, but I don't really think elephants should be in captivity. Yeah. Unless, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I remember years ago, my mum was like debating me letting me have a monkey, because you can buy them, can't you? Like little capuchin monkeys, like Ross had and friends. And my mum was like full on,
like, yeah, we'll like that. How am I going to get one of these from?
But
Amazon Prime.
But it is kind of cruel because they are wild animals. They're not like, this is the thing, they're not domesticated in any way, shape or form. Where a dog, it's fine to have a dog because they're domesticated. They're not, you know, don't have a pet wolf because that's a fucking stupid idea anyway. Don't have a pet fox because they're wild dogs. You know what I mean? Where, like, you know, we've got Cavapoos, they're as domesticated, they won't survive 10 minutes in the wild. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, they are pretty annoying, but I love them. But yeah, like monkeys, people have, because I used to have birds as well when I was younger. Like I used to have like budgies and cockatiels.
That's another one that I never got, is people having birds.
I
don't get that.
I'd always love to have like an African grey parrot or a macaw parrot. You know, like the big, the proper like pipe.
I just think they're cool. Because in their fucking where they live, they're all over the gaff.
Yeah, that's it. As I've got older, I've started to think, no, like, it's not fair on them. Do you know what I mean?
It's just sitting in the... Have you seen that video where this bloke's filming outside his house and the police turn up and he's like, oh, your neighbours have called because this parrot's going, help me! Help! 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 And they think it's a woman. It proper sounds like a woman. Look it up on YouTube. It's Minnie.
Have a look.
He's like, come and have a look and see what it is. And the police will piss themselves.
Yeah, I've never understood things like that.
That's a guy... also birds are next level, fucking smart, next level.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, parrots and same with monkeys. I think this is one reason why we didn't get a monkey, because what they can do, parrots as well, especially, is they'll attach to one member of the family. So it might be like, it might be you, or it could be your mum, your dad, whoever. But they'll kind of attach to that person.
But that's what cats do as well, though.
That's what my
stepmom's cats did. Loved
Everything
else.
Well, that's it. But obviously, imprinting. Like cats. Also... Yeah, possibly. Yeah, yeah. Where they kind of just, what is it? There's a word, isn't it? Like an attraction or something.
Maybe because she feeds them every day. She fed the cats every day. Maybe that's what it is.
She thinks.
Oh, they're her.
That cat thinks she's a bitch.
Yeah, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. You buy a weird looking stepson who comes around talking about his new films instead.
Why don't you love me?
that's about 45, 50 minutes of chat. So
yeah, it's a good time to end it. Start abusing Tomo. There's a little bit of abuse in the middle, and then we'll finish it off with a bit of abuse to Tomo at the end. I mean, it's great.
But thanks for coming on, Luce.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, in your busy isolation schedule.
Been good to catch up, mate.
I've got all kinds of meetings going on.
So what are you doing? Because you're a creative, you know, you're a singer songwriter. What are you writing? Are you doing anything?
I'm writing an album. I was supposed to be recording a bloody album. Well, actually, it's supposed to be touring Australia in a week, in a couple of weeks.
Is that being scheduled, mate? I know how buzzing you was for that.
Yeah, no, I'm getting on the plane.
Just gonna go
there. Just gonna pull my t-shirt up over my face and just
get your abs out. Yeah.
do you want to see
it? Yeah, go on. Show us your abs. Look at this, by the way. Look. Jesus, mate, love it.
I don't even do sit-ups.
I was gonna say, is that literally just from running, stopping, drinking, and eating well?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think it's from keeping up with boys my whole life. Like, I've only had male best friends, so like I've always lifted what they lift and like ran where they ran. And
I remember then when I came back to your house. Oh, go on.
No, go on.
I remember when I came
back to you.
Yeah, you did do that. We played the sock game and you fucking twisted.
Oh, God.
What's the sock game?
Go on, explain it, Luce, the sock game.
You take one sock off. So the opposite foot of, so each contender, you play this with your missus, it's mint. You start really low and you've got to get the sock off the other person's foot.
Me and my mates play this when we're drunk at parties, but with shoelaces. So you've got to untie, it's the first one to untie the other one's shoelace.
Oh, it's so good like with a sock. Because you like get well their better. Foot and you start yanking it and the sock, you know when a sock tightens on the foot and then you're trying to wangle your foot around while you're pulling their other sock, it just gets really like...
Yeah, Lucy playing it after, I don't know how many bottles of gin. But yeah, we was rolling around there. But anyway, that's not what I was on about. What I was on about is, I don't think it was that time. I came around once and you was literally ripping out your own kitchen, weren't you? You was sorting out, you just completely replaced your own kitchen, which I thought was amazing. I can't even hang a picture anymore this year. I can't do that. And Lucy's there fucking plumbing new fucking taps in and that. It was amazing.
Just like doing stuff. I'm building some planters actually today for some onions, courgettes and parsnips.
Nice.
I've started growing stuff as well again. It's a good idea, I think, isn't it? Growing a bit.
But weed is not the fucking thing, Andy. You're growing weed again, I've told you. Jesus.
Mushrooms are very easy, Andy.
Oh, God. Don't. Anyway, it's great.
I'm going.
Back to your bloody mushroom patch. No, thanks a lot for coming on, Lucy. You've cheered us up, cheered me up anyway. I don't know about Tomo, we probably have, looking at his face.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to speak to some people, and especially fun people. And thank you very much for having me on.
Nice.
Well, thank you.
Lots of love, mate.
Love ya.
Bye.
Cheers. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back.
Lovely chat. I enjoyed that one.
Again, it's great. She's just so cool and just so normal, isn't she?
Yeah, that's it. Like, again, I remember when you kind of first introduced me, and sometimes, like, in this world that we sometimes lucky enough to live in and inhabit of showbiz, when you get introduced to, like, someone's mate who's, like, a singer, or someone's mate who's, like, a fucking juggler or whatever, and you're kind of like, oh, you're right. Where Lucy's just mint in chest.
Yeah. Was it the first time you met? Was it that night we went to that Oasis thing?
Yeah, the Oasis.
That Oasis screening thing. Right, and then we went out. We went to 42s, didn't we? Did you come to 42s?
Yeah.
Cracking night, that.
It was a good night, man. We were out with the Sherlocks.
Sherlocks and Lucy. Yeah, Matty came. I did it, my brother.
Yeah. Sherlock theme tune for this, guys, for this podcast. Thank you again. But yeah. Lucy Doolittle talks to the animals, talks to a cat.
Yeah, that was bizarre. It's been, but I guess she's so right though in what she's saying about, like, cats not having no loyalties.
Yeah,
they haven't, have they? If you put a bowl of milk at your back door now, the cat next door will come straight to that.
Yeah,
you know, whereas dogs, they're just it's more compatible, I think, with humans, aren't they?
Dogs are just mint, aren't they? And I was saying this actually the other day. I don't know if we said it on the podcast now, but like, people who are, like, dead into dogs, who, like, love dogs, I still find them quite normal, sane people.
Yeah, whereas a crazy cat lady.
People who are into cats are like, to me, personally, just a little bit different, I think. They're just so into cats. And everything
yeah.
they talk about is cat. Like, I love dogs, but I don't think I've ever really mentioned my dogs much on the podcast. Where if I had cats and I loved cats, that's all you'd fucking
know. It would be, yeah. Like Carol Baskin. She's obsessed with cats.
Yeah. I'm gonna in the thing for this, you can kind of put like suggested things that the podcast is about. That's getting Carol Baskin the fuck up, man. That's getting Tiger King. I'm gonna watch Tiger King. I apologize profusely.
Yeah, but thanks everyone for listening. But we know we had a bit of a problem. Obviously, yeah. this week we know it was supposed to be Lloyd Griffith, like we just touched on the intro.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is we are gonna get that sorted.
Yeah, talking to Lloyd now, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Off camera, off. So that's good. Hopefully, we can speak to him this week and then get him yeah. out next Monday. If not, we've got other people. We'll get someone else out and we'll get Lloyd out as soon as possible. Yeah. Sorry, soccer fans. But Lucy, man, what a good podcast. It was going to be the next week or two anyway, so it's good to get Lucy out now. Yeah, really enjoyed it, man. And I talk about animals till the cows come home.
Yeah, so, you're a big lover of them, aren't you? Oh, yeah, I like what you did there, mate.
Yeah, man, I like animals, all creatures, great and small. They're all men.
Charlotte won't let me have a dog.
Really? Why? You've not got the time.
She says because of work and stuff, because I'm away a lot.
Yeah.
And she works about a 20, 25 minute, 30 minute drive away from home.
Yeah,
see. So we won't be able to let it out. And we like travelling, so it's just a bit of a pain in the ass, really.
We got our dogs. We've had our dogs, Holly, we've had since like 2011. And Rudy, we got in 2013, I think, before we had kids. And it was easy then because Emily was kind of in uni. She just got a first job and I was home a lot and that. But yeah, when you work it, like now we've got kids and we're working, like we do a lot with the dogs, but not as much as we used to. Do you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? Which is quite
it's a big thing. It is a big thing.
It is a big thing. But you've got to make time for them, and we take them out and walks and things like that, but we don't, it's just one of them things. And it's like,
I guess that's a good thing of having cats is you don't have to take them for a walk.
That's it. But you can do though. There is people.
Yeah, you can get cat leads, can't you? But I'd like a dog just to go walking with a dog.
You can do not now because of what's going on, but you can do a borrow my dog. Yeah, you should sign up to that.
Yeah, I know, but you don't get to build up the relationship and it's like,
yeah, that's
I feel true. Like a dog can be like a good, like a best mate, can't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely.
And it's not. I wouldn't go to the pub and just go to a group of lads and say, "Oh, can I borrow your mate? Take him out for a pint."
Steve.
yeah. Can I take him out? Yeah, it's just like that. Borrowing a dog, innit? I want my own dog. I want my own friends. I want to build my own friendships.
Come on. One day you will. One day you will. sweet. So yeah, hopefully next week, guys, we'll have Lloyd Griffith. Is that a Griffith?
Griffith.
Griffith. Sounds like you've got a lisp when you say it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I have a bit as well.
We've got Lloyd next week then. I'm not going to say his name again. Hopefully. But if not, it'll be someone else. But again, thank you very much for listening, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Get on that Patreon. Like, subscribe.
Tell your mates.
Tell your mates. That's the best one. Everyone sat in with not much to do. Probably watched every box set you can right now. We've got like 30-odd episodes here that you can. Some of them are longer than an hour. Pass the days away listening to me and Thomas Turgoose. Right, sweet, mate.
Thanks, mate.
See you next time, gang.